ISIS is claiming responsibility for a massive car bomb in Cairo earlier today. More than 24 people were injured. A statement attributed to the militant group said the attack was carried out to avenge Muslim martyrs. It's the latest in a series of attacks in Egypt. The government of Egypt has reacted to the violence, in part by passing new anti-terrorism laws, and they are drawing criticism from rights groups. The government has already jailed thousands of dissidents and Islamists, including the former president, Mohamed Morsi. Absalam Mahrawi is a political science professor at Duke University. We spoke with him prior to today's bombing, and he told us that President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi came to power vowing to bring order and stability to Egypt. And we asked him how Egyptians view what he's done on that front.
I think that a lot of people are getting nervous about the succession of attacks in Sinai, and not only in Sinai, but also sometimes in Cairo. The top prosecutor of Egypt has been killed recently in Cairo. More and more attacks on diplomatic mission. So, I mean, I think even for those who support Sisi, there are some questions there as to whether he's actually fulfilling his promise.
What is the United States relying on Egypt for right now?
Well, basically, it's to maintain the peace accord with Israel and to cooperate in the fight against terrorism. I mean, those are really the two top priorities for the United States right now in Egypt.
But how much is it still a reliable partner in that way?
That's a hard question. I mean, it's Egypt has a lot of socioeconomic problems. I think that the United States is trying to show some understanding of the challenges that Sisi is facing. But still, nonetheless, Egypt remains a very important country, for example, not only for the Arab-Israeli peace, but also for the Sunni-Shia conflict. I mean, Egypt could play a role in moderating a little bit the conflicts between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
The former president, Mohamed Morsi of Egypt, has been sentenced to death, as have many other Islamists. The sentences are now being appealed. Morsi himself has been behind bars for 2 years now. He actually hasn't hired a lawyer to defend him because he says he has no faith in the Egyptian justice system. Is he correct, do you believe, in thinking that the justice system there is dysfunctional?
Yes, I mean, he has been tried along with other senior leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood on different counts with very shaky evidence. And the judiciary has historically been relatively independent in Egypt, but today it's hard to say. I mean, this is basically a police-military state that we see in Egypt today. So there are a lot of questions on the legality of the process.
I wonder, you know the region very well, the entire region, and I wonder if you can tell us how Egypt is looked on and viewed now by its Arab neighbors.
Well, I mean, most of the Arab neighbors are not necessarily in better shape than Egypt, unfortunately. But we're talking about, I mean, Libya, Syria, Iraq, there's a mess everywhere. Nonetheless, I think that the military coup of 2013 was a turning point. I mean, everybody was following Egypt as the first president was elected freely. And suddenly there is a change, but more disturbing is the kind of the support that the military government received from a broad section of the population, which shows that there is a readiness to go back to autocratic rule, that people still are comfortable with strong leader, that despite the Arab Spring, the changes and the participation of youth in the movement, the political culture really has not changed, that Egyptians need a strong leader who is going to save the country.
So you're saying that the Arab countries around Egypt first look to the country as kind of a model for the so-called Arab Spring and for what could happen in terms of revolution, but now that that has dissolved, it's looking at it as kind of a negative object lesson.
Yeah, exactly. It is a counter model that basically the military came in and they took over the unseated and democratically elected president. So it has lost a lot of prestige.
And to what extent have people in other countries taken to heart what's happened in Egypt, other countries where revolution could potentially reignite or start from scratch?
Well, I think the Islamist parties are kind of learning a lesson that once they come to power, they'll have to be more realistic about compromise and negotiation. They'll have to tackle social and economic issues, unemployment, rather than talk about ideology or support of Islamic groups who are militant. So I think there is a lesson there in Jordan, in Morocco, for various Islamist parties who are hoping to come to government to say that we should not repeat the mistakes of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Thank you very much for talking to us. Absalam Mahrawi is a political science professor at Duke University and author of the book Liberalism Without Democracy, Nationhood and Citizenship in Egypt. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.